Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We left off yesterday talking about relationships and taking the high road, being strong in the Lord. And that requires maturity. When we are mature in the Lord, we do more. We're capable of so much more. And we begin to value the things of God in a greater way. See, the ways of God, they work. And in all of our relationships, the people that we love and care about, you know, we want to be a blessing to them. We want to see them in the best condition possible. But our methods of getting there can be varied. The way we were raised, the amount of vision we have. Sometimes people can't see too far, too great a thing. They can see a small amount. Now, by that I mean, let's say a person came from a middle class home. Their dad worked in a plant, and their mother worked in an office or something, and they did, you know, they were doing fine. They bought a modest home and they enjoyed life, and they had a lot of good times in their life. Now, the children, you know, based on what happened and how things are and the people they're around, that's what they expect. They expect their life to be just like their parents. Maybe a little, you know, tweaked a little bit, but basically just like their parents. They may want, you know, just like a son may want a motorcycle, his dad never had one, or he may want a sports car where his dad had a luxury car or a truck or something. You know, they tweak their life. They're not just like their parents, but they expect to have the same conditions in their favor. But they marry someone who have higher goals. They want to finish college and start a business, and you know, that's another world when you come up in a middle class home and all you expected was the same thing. And the one that wants the greater things, they may have come from their world may have been, you know, people may have went to college and finished and did things like that, and they expect to do that. Or they may have come from a poor background and they just aspire to do more. They read novels and books and they read the Word of God. They can see themselves in greater conditions. That's where maturity comes in. No man can live beyond his vision. If you don't have greater vision, you're not going to do the greater things. You have to have a visual. You have to see yourself. The people who finish things, they have a vision for what they're doing. And, you know, my pastor went to Rhema. He saw himself finishing. I remember he said he could just see himself walking in his cap and gown, finished. He saw himself as a pastor. He saw himself in the middle of God's will. And you have to see yourself doing those things so that you're finished. That's where maturity comes in. Now, yesterday's broadcast, we left off, you know, a Christian person's trying to be a blessing to their contrary spouse that's having a hard and difficult time. It's a blessing to always love people no matter what's going on. And before you give up on a marriage or give up on a person or give up on making things better, sometimes people, they don't give up on the marriage, but they just give up on making things better. But before you give up on anything, God has a way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He always has a solution. And sometimes if you seek Him, you can't see the solution. Sometimes the Lord has to help you get into a mature mode. He has to get you mature He has to get you in His Word, and you'll have stamina and strength. And then He'll start giving you the solutions. There are minutes I've done all these things. I've tried to encourage people that were just incorrigible. They were not incorrigible. There was no way to do it. And I want the Lord to deal with them, but God can't deal with them unless they want Him to, just like anybody else. God can't go around saving people. They have to want to be saved. At best, He can send laborers, but they got to hear. He can bring things to their remembrance, but they got to want it. And He knows how to deal with man. He has great knowledge. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. So you have somewhat of a promise in getting your loved ones saved. Sometimes they're not going to listen to you, but that's fine. God got another way. They'll listen to somebody else. And you can pray and set the whole thing up and get them set up so that they can get saved. Now, the Lord can do things like that. Don't rule Him out. He's handy. He can do things. But people have to want correction. But it's not over. There were times the Lord dealt with me. I wanted Him to deal with others, but He dealt with me. And once I did the things He said do, I grew as a person. And then there were times He showed me whether I could help a person or not, whether they would listen or not. Sometimes people have to get a divorce. And that's taboo in the Christian community. But sometimes, the Word says if an unbeliever wants to leave, let him leave. And that's a scripture. That's a command. You can't make a person stay in a relationship they don't want to be in. And God wouldn't do that, and He told us we can't do it. But if they, if things are not that bad, then you can always make things better according to God's wisdom. Now, and also according to God's standards. God has standards. The Word of God. God is the one who put enmity between His seed and Satan's seed. And the Lord knows the heart of people. Most people are salvageable. So the chances of you getting things better is high. But first you got to focus on Him. You can't focus on you and you can't focus on them. You can't focus on what's not right in your life. Maturity don't do that. Maturity focuses on God, on His Word. Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added. Water walk in faith. Back to water walk in faith. As long as Peter looked at Jesus Christ, he was walking on H2O. With nothing else under him but his faith. And he had faith for it because he was looking at the Lord. When you're looking at Him, when you go in His presence, when you worship Him, you're receiving, you can be receptive to His strength that's available. See, worship alone don't do it. You can go and worship, you can sense God's presence, but you have to receive His strength. You have to receive His knowledge. You can study the Word of God and read it, but you also have to receive what you're reading. You have to take in the Word of God. When you make confessions of faith, you have to receive the promises. And then you confess it. You have to receive it to the point that there's faith and no doubt in your heart. Even if you believe it by faith, and you have real 100% faith, you have to receive it enough to drive out every fragment of doubt. See, the Word of God gets the doubt out. Every believer has a measure of faith. Every believer has the measure of the God kind of faith. But you study not to learn as much as you ought to have faith. Once you have faith, you can do what you got to do. But you got to have faith and no doubt at all in your heart. You may feel doubt in your mind, but not in your heart. Just like when they were praying Peter out of jail, they couldn't believe it in their mind, but they broke through in their heart and without doubt. That's why the angel let him go. The Lord always, always responds to heart faith without doubt. There's never been a time that the Lord didn't move when his people had faith in their heart and no doubt. Why? Because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Even people that don't deserve the blessings of God, when they have faith, God moves. He'll get off that throne and make it happen. But you got to have faith with no doubt. There was never, ever a time that people had faith and no doubt and God didn't move. And it's impossible because he keeps his word and he will not break it. He will not break his word against you. He loves you. So when you're following God, see, you're all out of options. I've been there. I know what it's like to, I don't know what to do. It's out of my hands. I don't know what. Even though I have all the rights and privileges of the kingdom of God, Jesus gave me the whole kingdom and I got it. But I don't know how to access everything. I don't know how to receive what's mine all the time. When I get to heaven, I'm going to realize how easy it really was to receive what I couldn't receive here, or didn't receive, or didn't know how to receive. There are things that I've received. There are cases where I won big, and there are cases where I barely won. And there are things that I hadn't finished yet. But that's all right. I'm in the kingdom of God. Whatever is not right will be made right. And the Lord will help me. He'll see me through. Some things I'm working on. I'm in the process of doing some things now that hadn't been done yet. But it's not over. Same as everybody. Everybody got things that they want done. And they're working on it. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We just have to see it through. It's not over yet. But never give up on anything. Now, when it comes to people taking the high road, maturity, the word of God will help you become established in strength. And then the Lord will, he will show you things. Now, don't focus on what's not. You don't have to know how to do everything, and everything don't have to be right in your life for you to enjoy the peace of God and the joy of the Lord. Just know that by faith you're gonna win. And you do what's faithful. And you yield. If you can, the most powerful people are not the strongest people. They're not the smartest people. They're the people who yield to the Lord and rely on his strength and his wisdom and his smarts. I don't have to know everything. I have a God who knows everything, and he's stronger than everything. I'm mighty in him. And eventually I'll know what to do because I'll watch him, and then I'll do what he say do, and it works. Now, the time that he had me to work on myself and take the high road and be mature, I didn't like it at first because it seemed like I wasn't getting anywhere. But that was a lie. The devil's a liar. God is true. He won't lead you wrong. Whatever he's leading you to do, that's your path. That's going to work. That's your road. That's your victory. So I worked on myself and I learned something. The Lord taught me to break every crutch. Don't rely on anybody for anything. Not even your spouse, your parents, your children, nobody. Your job. Don't rely on man. Now, that doesn't mean go quit your job. Some people learned about faith and they just went and quit their job. They decided they were going to live by faith. And then when their pension ran out, they started suffering because they disobeyed God by quitting their job. The Lord said to Adam, be fruitful. That means go work. Learn to work and go work. prepare yourself to give profit. Then he said, increase greatly. You're commanded to increase and not be wasteful, to increase in everything that you do. And the best, when you work as unto God and you earn your money and not steal your money, then you pay tithes and give offerings, and God will bless the works of your hands. And he'll give you wisdom in working. You got to be mature. People don't like to use the word work and earn and save. They want God to just give it to you. He's not Santa Claus. Santa Claus go around giving gifts to people that, whether they deserve them or not, but not God. God gave you the tools and the resources, and you just, you know, if God made a person a millionaire, God, he may give you a song, but you got to go and perform the song and record it and market it and buy airtime and play it. You got to get it marketed, and it'll be a hit, and you'll get money for your efforts. He may give you a book. You got to write the book, and you got to get it published. You have to, he give you resources. And when you give, it'll be given unto you. But the primary way that he bless us is our works. What we do. He'll bless the work of your hands. Now, same thing with your relationships. Work, you enjoy the Lord. You're supplied by him. You operate according to his wisdom. And you love people. You're supplying them with your love, with the God kind of love. God's supplying you with his love. You're supplying them with the same love. And all the while, you're learning that you can't be defeated. You're not. If you're depending on people, you're going to be frustrated because they can't do what God can. People can only go so far. They can only bless you so much. But when they're depressed or when they're not at their best, things are not going right, they're frustrated, they can't help you. But you don't need them to. That's the point. This is what I learned when the Lord said, break every crutch. He taught me not to rely on people for anything. Look to him for all of your strength. And enjoy people where they are. They can't always be what you desire them to be, but that's fine. God's got you. You can enjoy life. Now, I said that one time, but I never expounded on it. When you enjoy life, you're enjoying the peace, the joy, the love of God. You learn the learning process. And then every day, you can do things that edify you. You can study the Word. You can talk to the Lord at any time you want to. You can watch a movie sometime. It's all right. You can read a novel. You can go play golf. You can go play basketball. You don't have to sit around suffering, worried about what's not in your life. But at the same, these things assist you in your love walk. If you got a motorcycle and your marriage ain't right, sometimes just take a break and go ride your motorcycle. Enjoy it. Enjoy the wind. Enjoy the trees. Come back. You're fresh. You're rejuvenated. Speak kind words. Be a good listener. You can't stay in the house worried about what's not. The focus of your life can be that my spouse is not fun anymore. The focus of your life can be my spouse is frustrated. You don't need them to be happy. And they don't need you to be happy. These are the kind of things that I learned. You can love people where they are and encourage them when you can. Sometimes people are not, you have to set things up. You have to create peace. You have to be a blessing. And it takes time. It takes effort. Just like the job you work. You're going to get a paycheck. See, you can't rely on men, but you can work as under God. That's how you're faithful in a job. The job is good. It's good that they can pay you steadily, but don't take it. See, when they rely on man, they ride the job. They don't work it. But when you believe God, even though the company is strong and it's paying you and you're creating a pension, you're getting somewhere, work as unto God. Even though it looked like it can't fail, work as unto God. Even though people are waiting to take your place, work as unto God. It looked like the company will never go bankrupt. Work as unto God. Don't trust that. Anything can happen. And pray over the company. Ask God to keep it running. It's a blessing to you. It's a privilege and a blessing. That's living by faith. But hiding and taking a nap during the day, that's not living by faith. Work as unto God, no matter what's going on. Same thing in your relationship. Take the mature road. Eventually, what will happen, you'll get strong. As you obey the wisdom of God and perform it and do it and be a blessing. Eventually, things that looked like there was no way out, it'll start working. You'll start seeing the fruits of your labor. And you'll say, oh, I didn't know this was possible. More vision will develop, and you'll have more vision to work with. Now, I was given the analogy about a person that wants to go to college, start a business. And sometimes that spouse may not be able to see that vision. But the key is looking to the Lord. Now, that you do that by receiving His Word. Anytime anyone starts reading the Word of God for themselves and studying, they're receiving new vision. And you show them your plan. And as they do these things, they'll start developing new vision also. And they'll be able to see things in a greater way, and not to mention what the Lord can do. As new vision develops in the home, as it develops in you, the Lord, and as they see you, they love you, they can see that you're dedicated to this purpose. Eventually, the person that tried to talk you out of it may encourage you. But you have to be patient with people. It takes time to get people on board sometime with the vision you have. But whatever you do, do it in love. The mature road is best. There's more joy. There's more peace. There's greater forgiveness. There's more patience. There's the God kind of mercy, the God kind of grace, the God kind of love, the God kind of success follows it. If you can do these things, you are successful. Is it worth it? I'm going to tell you about my cousin. My cousin is older than me. He went on to be with the Lord. But in the 70s, he finished college, or 60s. Yeah. He's up there with my sisters. He finished college in the late 60s or early 70s. And it was a struggle. He became an electrical engineer. And his parents had been to college, and I think his parents went to college. But they put him through college, and his mother encouraged him to stay with it. When it got hard, he stayed with it. He told me over the phone, he said, I'm glad my mother kept me focused and kept encouraging me to finish. He said, once I finished and I got a job, I could move where I wanted to, and I got a job. He said, I wanted to live in California where it's sunny. He said, I started getting those big checks. I laughed when he said that. He said, I was surprised to see those big checks. He said he could save a couple of checks and go buy a brand new car and pay cash for it. The rewards are greater when you see things through. Now, a person that comes from a modest income, a modest background, middle class situation, a good neighborhood, good friends, wonderful church, that's wonderful. That is also powerful. Contentment is good. You don't have to. See, contentment is the tool you use to get where you're going. You have to be content in Him. If you can be content in the Lord, you can do anything. We are designed with the we are in the God class. He made us in His image. We operate just like Him, and there are no limitations. The only the closest thing to a limitation is time. We run out of time, but we can do great things within our lifetime. We can put things in motion that can't be reversed. Now that goes positive and negative. So take the high road. Maturity is worth it. If you can be mature, you can see things through the wisdom of God to come. You'll do the wisdom of God. It'll work. And things will be made right. You can get people on board in faith. Once you get them on board in faith, they can grow from glory to glory. What if they don't? Well, what if they do? You don't need them to, but they can. You can enjoy life in the within the duration of them growing. It's not like everything's on hold till they grow up. That's the power of maturity. Work with them. Be patient. Go ride your motorcycle. Go play tennis. If they won't go, do something fun from time to time. Be refreshed and deal with them where they are. You have to do this in life. You may have a child that's not doing what they should do. Your life is not on hold till that child's life gets on hold. The Lord will show you and provide you with the wisdom to raise that child and pray them through. You are also a priest. It's worth it to take the high road and be mature in the Lord. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to give you His great and wonderful wisdom. But when you're mature and you receive His instruction, you have to give. Just like the man who becomes wealthy, he has more to give because he has more resources. When you're faithful with the presence of God and the wisdom of God and the word of God, you have more resources. And it's wonderful. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.